Robbie Minnick, the National Cotton Council's Vice President of Washington Operations, highlights the Council's efforts surrounding the Buying American Cotton Act, including a recent letter to the U.S. House of Representatives urging support for the legislation.
So one of the things that we've been really focused on is long-term, how do we build demand for cotton? Obviously, the farm bill changes and the One Big Beautiful Bill are going to help. The Farm Bridge assistance that the administration is in the process of rolling out is going to help. And we're going to fight for those things all day. But at the same time, long-term, we've got to figure out how we have more demand for our U.S. growers. And we really feel like the Buying American Cotton Act does that. And that's backed up by talking to retailers. We had nearly 80 organizations and companies on the letter that spanned everything from cotton organizations to textile mills to major brands and retailers that everyone knows. You know, I think that shows Capitol Hill that, you know, this is something that literally from the farmer to the retailer all agree that this is a positive thing and something that's good. The House bill was introduced just over a month ago. Right now, it has about 45 co-sponsors on it, in addition to Congressman Murphy and Congresswoman Sewell. And so we're just going to keep adding co-sponsors. If you don't see your senator on there, if you don't see your representative on there, call them and encourage them to co-sponsor it. And also, if you see the ones who have, call them and say thank you.